With Montana News, I'm Mary Ald. Missoula County Sheriff's deputies have located the third and final felony theft suspect following an investigation that began yesterday. Jordan Randall Christensen was found at approximately 3:30 this afternoon on an island in the Clark Fork River near the Frenchtown Pulp Mill, west of Missoula. He was taken into custody without incident. The Missoula County Sheriff's deputies, in collaboration with the City Police Department, Montana Highway Patrol, Two Bear Air, and Frenchtown Rural Fire, arrested two other suspects yesterday afternoon. The Montana State Health Department confirmed 766 new COVID-19 cases today. Montana's death toll from the virus is 849. In Flathead County, the active case total has dropped to about half the county's early December total. During a Flathead City County Board of Health meeting Thursday, Health Officer Tamalee St. James Robinson said the county's case total had declined enough to resume full contact tracing investigations.
We did not experience a Thanksgiving bump like we thought we would. Hopefully it's because people took our recommendations and didn't have large dinners outside of their core family members.
Board member Dr. Pete Highbore said the virus remains prevalent in the community, which means residents should continue to maintain safety measures like mask wearing and social distancing. A district court judge ruled from the bench yesterday that a Bozeman bar must comply with a county health order intended to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Rachel Kramer reports for Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The Gallatin City County Health Board and health officer took Rocking Our Bar to court after the popular watering hole intentionally stayed open late 9 times in November, despite a health order curfew and warning. Citing state statute, District Court Judge Rianne McElyea Wednesday ruled in favor of the county after 2 days of witness testimony.
The county has the authority under the statute to make the rules here, and that statute is presumed to be constitutionally intact.
The injunction goes through March 1st, but if Rocking Our Bar decides to litigate, the case could go to trial with a jury. Last month, a Flathead County District Court judge denied the state's request for a temporary restraining order against 5 businesses alleged to have violated Governor Steve Bullock's mask directive. University of Montana law professor Anthony Johnstone says even though both cases are about compliance with health orders, there are some differences.
I think the reason the cases came out differently was because in Flathead County, the judge thought that the state hadn't proven a violation of the health directive, whereas in Gallatin County, the bar had basically conceded.
Johnstone says since the case in Gallatin County was not trying to determine whether the Rocking Our Bar had violated the 10 p.m. curfew, the outcome really hinged on whether the county had legal authorization to enforce a public health order, which the judge upheld Wednesday.
It is ultimately up to the legislature what authority on behalf of Montanans it wants to provide those who are responsible for public health in the state.
He says at the county level, that includes allowing health officers to take decisive actions with respect to an emerging pandemic, and at the state level, allowing the governor to use emergency powers to coordinate the state's resources. Montana lawmakers for the upcoming legislative session have requested more than a dozen bill drafts that aim to limit the authority of county public health officials and governors during declared emergencies. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
The Montana State Prison reported its 6th death from a coronavirus outbreak Wednesday, while a prison in Dawson County reported the same day an outbreak of at least 65 people. The State Department of Corrections said in a statement that a 60-year-old man died from the virus on December 11th and that there are currently no ongoing cases in the Montana State Prison. That marks the end of an outbreak at the prison that infected 477 inmates and 162 employees starting in October. Dawson County Sheriff Ross Kanan says in a statement that a facility has 53 inmates and 12 staff members who have tested positive for the coronavirus. The Montana State Health Department confirmed 766 new COVID-19 cases today and reported 13 more deaths from the virus. U.S. wildlife officials have finalized a rule to exempt some areas from habitat protections meant to save imperiled species. Thursday's announcement by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would place greater weight on the economic benefits of development when deciding if land or water should be protected. It's the latest move by the Trump administration in a years-long overhaul of how the Endangered Species Act is used. Wildlife advocates say it would allow more drilling, mining, and other activities in areas crucial to the survival of dwindling populations of plants and animals. Administration officials say the proposal gives more deference to local community needs. An increase in online shopping due to the pandemic has slammed the United States Postal Service in Montana and across the country this holiday season. Megan Myskowski has the story.
Missoula Postmaster Michael Slater says post office staff in Missoula are working hard to keep up with demand, loading packages as early as 6 a.m. and delivering until as late as 9 at night.
We are seeing almost double what we saw last year, and last year was a record year.
He says they've hired new people, started Sunday deliveries, and even temporarily expanded their fleet.
You will see some packages being delivered from a U-Haul.
Researchers at Adobe Analytics say they expect e-commerce sales in the U.S. to hit $189 billion this holiday season, which translates to 2 years of sales growth in one and creates a lot of packages. Postal Service Communications Specialist Floyd Wagoner says there's been holiday season-level demand for the Postal Service since April because people are staying home and shopping online more this year due to the pandemic, and holiday demand has been, quote, extreme.
But as we get closer, this is somewhere we've not been before. It's unpredictable.
To anyone who still needs to send gifts, Wagoner says,
ship now. It's now. It's time.
The first class regular mail and military priority express mail deadline is Friday, December 18th. The priority mail deadline is Saturday, and priority mail express is December 23rd. The Postal Service encourages customers to use its self-service features to speed up the process and promote social distancing. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.